Welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from SPAC. Troy Schumacher is a choreographer and member of the New York City Ballet's Corps de Ballet.
In 2010, Schumacher founded Ballet Collective, and as the company director and resident choreographer, he collaborates closely with composers, artists, and designers on original works. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, began his ballet training with Atlanta Ballet and the Chautauqua School of Dance before entering the School of American Ballet in 2002.
He became a New York City Ballet apprentice in 2005, a member of the Corps de Ballet in December of that year. His second work for the New York City Ballet, Common Ground, will have its SPAC premiere at the sold-out gala performance. He'll also perform the role of Puck in Balanchine's A Midsummer Night's Dream. Troy Schumacher, welcome to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hello.
Very nice to have you. I just want to make a quick correction when I say sold out. The big event is sold out, but there are plenty of tickets available inside and out for people who want to come and to see your glorious work. So.
Oh.
There
Great
you go.
Know.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. It's very nice to have you here.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
So what's Common Ground about?
Well, I guess it's kind of somewhat abstract of a work, but it's a collaboration between myself and a composer named Ellis Ludwig Leone. But for every work, I like to have some sort of a scenario that drives it. So the scenario is really about a group of people coming to a place to kind of let off some steam, to kind of get something out of their system, which I think is something that socially we all do, like people go to dance clubs or they go have a party. So it's really just about people arriving in this really empty space and then just like having this moment and just like getting completely spent.
Is there anything, shall I say, risque about the whole thing?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I guess it has a little bit of a different aesthetic.
Risque is in the mind of the beholder?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And so they get spent and they're up there and they're doing their thing. What did I say?
No, I was just.
There's one lady who writes this about our language, so we have to be very careful.
Yeah, I know. They get spent. That was. Right. Go ahead.
And so it's resolved. They're all lying on the floor, or what? How does it end?
I don't know. I don't want to spoil it, but you may have touched on it a little bit. But not everybody. Not everybody gets completely spent.
But it really. Oh, never mind.
So how much of your stuff is autobiographical?
Oh, well, you know, you try to draw on some things that are natural and things that happen in your life. I feel like that's what we all like to see. And people love to see kind of the challenge of ballet, because ballet is fundamentally this very, very hard thing that we often spend times like almost removing any sign of how hard it is. So this ballet absolutely doesn't do that.
I know. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Well, I know I'm going to upset you by this, but I'm going to change the conversation a little bit.
Sure.
and that is, what is a corps de ballet? What is that?
It's basically a rank. There's three ranks to the company. There's corps de ballet, soloists, and principal. So corps, you know, means body in French. So the whole idea is that we kind of form like the bodies of these works. And I guess in the most like traditional sense, if you look at an old story ballet, you have the groups of people in the back, and then you have like maybe some people in the middle, and those would be, you know, the big group would be corps, the people in the middle would be soloists, and the people in the very front would be principals. New York City Ballet is a very unique company because everybody gets to dance everything. You know, everybody starts out in the corps, and when you're in the corps, you dance all sorts of amazing roles, both as a part of the body of these ballets, but then as soloists and principal parts. So we do so many ballets that there's really kind of this ripe amount of parts for the pickin'.
Does anybody ever stay in the corps for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, that's a perfectly, you know, at New York City Ballet, you can dance
like
in the
playing
corps.
Playing third viola or something like that?
Right, and there's people, you know,
love
there's
that.
Third violas in the orchestra.
Very respectable.
Well, I don't know if we have thirds, but we definitely have second, but you're still getting to play these amazing pieces of music that it's kind of like, would you rather, you know, play first violin and not get to play, you know, the best music ever written. So
in the best ballet company in the world. Yeah.
Right.
So what is it like being Puck?
Puck is definitely one of my favorite roles.
Are you puckish?
I guess I'm a little puckish. You know, Puck's a little mischievous.
All right, we're right back to where we were a moment ago. That's
right. No, Puck's a little mischievous. And it's a ton of acting.
Kind of like him, right?
Right.
A little puckish,
little puckish, yeah. So you're kind of the catalyst of everything that happens in the play. So you have something like 20 entrances, which is really crazy when you first start learning it to remember all of this, because you're like, you come on, you do one thing, then you cross around backstage and you set a prop, and then you go back out and you have a short little interaction. And you're running the entire time. So
right.
Every time you do it, the next day you're completely spent.
That is a great point I'd like to make. People know that I don't have a great memory. It's your... Are you laughing?
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true.
No.
So the question to you...
I remember it differently.
How important is memory in ballet?
It's very important, but it's a different type of memory. So we use something that's called muscle memory. Muscle memory, which is kind of like, is this bizarre thing. None of us really understand how it works. I'm sure a scientist would, but we know all these ballets. Like, I've probably danced, I'm guessing, somewhere at least 40 different ballets. And sometimes they go away for years, and you can try to think about the choreography. Maybe you can't remember it at all. And then you get into the studio, and the music comes on, and bizarrely, it comes back.
It's like getting on a horse again, right?
Right. It's like your body has the memory of what it feels like to dance these ballets. It's obviously a part of your brain, but it's a different type of neurological process.
So you performed last night?
I did not. I do Puck on Friday night.
So you'll be on Puck on Friday night. Excellent. And folks can find out more information about that by going to SPAC.org. Troy Schumacher is a choreographer and member of New York City Ballet's Corps de Ballet. Troy, thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Thank you. Nice to meet you,
Troy.
Both.
Nice to meet you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.